You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I was doing good, but then I fell off. Is God mad at me? Part 2. Let's get into it.
The Lord my God.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Hey, let's do this. This is going to be a great show, and I feel like I started off real well, but kind of...
Didn't even make it through the sentence that time.
Didn't go well there at the end.
Yeah.
And it fell off.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll rally.
Yeah.
Ooh, thematic.
Ooh.
Also joining us to produce the show, Jed Brewer.
You started strong, and I celebrate the partial success.
Okay.
Ah. Really setting the table this week. We are answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This may sound familiar because it's the same question we answered last week, but there was so much to it, we're going to take a different angle this week. As a reminder, the question is, I was doing good, but then I fell off. Is God mad at me? And Glenn, last week we had a really good talk about just kind of that is God mad at me aspect, the theology of that, what the Bible actually says about that versus what we feel about it. Let's take a look at that, how you feel about you, because right, that's really a show in and of itself. We need to look at that.
Yeah, I think just about any way of thinking about God, you have to arrive at Him being understanding. If God knows everything, sees everything, He has to understand it all. He has to see how it all fits together. But we have a sense that God would not understand and would judge us on that basis. He would sort of just take a narrow slice of our behavior and build a condemnation against us off of that. But that kind of isn't what an all-knowing, all-seeing God would do. So the logic of that starts to break down. It is really kind of based on how we see ourselves. And we have to break free from that if we're going to have any sense of what God thinks.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jed, we spent a lot of time last week looking at this kind of dichotomy between how we feel when we screw up versus what God actually thinks about it. And I think we're to a point where we may want to talk about, at some point you'd have to take a fork in the road between which of those you're going to let inform your opinion.
Yeah.
And we hope it's the God one.
Yeah.
We'll be clear about that on the show, but how does that actually play out?
Well, God's on your side, but that doesn't mean you're on your side. And this is the problem that we so often run into.
I'm my own worst enemy. Lit taught us that. Rock reference.
Truth comes in surprising places, man. Well, because this is the thing, right? You fell off. So, you feel like you screwed something up. It may be more complicated than that, but you feel like you screwed something up. So now you're looking down on yourself. You're judging yourself. And that's not healthy, but we've literally all done that. That's the most normal, most typical thing in the world. We get mad at ourselves. We say, this outcome that I don't like occurred. I think I'm at least partially to blame, maybe mostly to blame. I am mad at me. I don't much care for me. Again, not healthy, but we've all been there. I think the question that we really need to ask is, do we have a point in that moment? Do you have a point in that moment? There's a weird assumption for all of us. We say, if I have super strong feelings about something, then I just kind of assume I'm right.
Right.
Like, the more emotions I have, the stronger the emotions, the more I must be right about it.
Yeah.
It turns out that's not true. And not just with spiritual stuff. All kinds of things in life. You can have super strong emotions that are just not in any way accurate. And if you don't believe me, go to a casino and watch someone who's sure it's going to be snake eyes this time.
Yeah.
The core of their soul. Yeah. So again, you're mad at you, you're looking down on you. Do you have a point?
Absolutely. That's what we'll look at when we come back right here on the Bridge Line.
Struggle one day at a time, and I will face this struggle one day at a time, and I will
Road.
We are back here on the Bridge Lab. My name is Matt Cain. I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I think this is going to be a really good shop. I mean show. It's going good, then it kind of created a problem there.
The main thing is not to feel bad about yourself.
I think I let us all down, and I feel horrible.
Well, that's a good standard set. So join us for the show with the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Don't feel horrible, Glenn. Feel terrible.
This is a true story. And I have a feeling that Glenn's show shop thing there may have been a bit manufactured.
Mm.
I was sending an email to someone last night, and I misspelled my own first name. A reminder, dear listener, my first name is Matt. So,
I want to believe it was an autocorrect Matt.
Nope.
Wow, nope. That's
not
really
a correct, a misspelling.
Okay.
So, if you are someone who occasionally messes up in almost confounding ways, you've come to the right show. We're going to answer a question that came into the Bridge Lab at gmail.com. This week's question says, I was doing good, but then I fell off. Is God mad at me? And Glenn, we chose the last segment with Jed posing a very good, and I think for a lot of us, kind of mind-bending point that sometimes you could really think that something is one way. And it not be that way.
Yeah.
And that opens up a world of possibilities.
For sure. I mean, I think, okay, you fell off, you made a mistake, you've backslid, whatever the thing is. Why?
Ah.
That's important to ask. Because I think we have a tendency to look at the big, awful, terrible things that we do on the far end of a backslide. But we don't look at the little tiny things that set that up. You know, I instead of going to this place, I went to this place. Instead of hanging out with this friend, I hung out with that friend. It's a small thing, and you can't build a big, weird guilt about that because it's just so small. But that little thing may have really kind of set up this other chain of events that happened as a consequence of that. So it's about going back and looking at those little things and changing them. You can't feel bad about it because they're too small, and that's okay because we don't need to feel bad about it. We just need to make the changes.
I think it's a really great point, and Jed, there's one answer to why did this happen that people, and I will include probably all of us in this, immediately want to jump to that's never the right or helpful answer, which is, because I'm bad.
Yep.
We need a better answer than that.
That's exactly right. We kind of have a fork in the road when things go wrong. We need to ask that why question. If we're not asking that question, we've got a real problem. So we need to ask why. There's a fork in the road. One answer is because you're the worst. You're the worst person in the world, and you're hopeless.
Right.
Now, it feels true, but the difficulty with it is if that's true, then there's no point in trying again, because we're just going to have this exact same problem all over again.
Ah, that's relaxingly convenient.
Exactly right. So I should just give up. You should use all the drugs, because that's what we're dealing with here. The other possibility is that there, as Glenn is suggesting, there were little things happening along the way that were setting me up for a fall that maybe I didn't even notice. Maybe I wasn't even aware of. If you're trying to lose weight and you skip lunch, you're going to eat too much at dinner. Guaranteed.
Right. Yes.
No question about it. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. Doesn't mean you lack willpower. There's a thing that we did that we didn't think much about that caused a problem down the road. If it's a collection of little things, then here's the crazy thing. Now we can learn stuff. We can actually be stronger and better and faster and more efficient the next time on this, as opposed to giving into the doom that we're just the worst person in the world.
Absolutely, which we will talk about. Not being the worst person in the world. We'll talk about the good part when we come back right here on the Bridge Lab.
Loud.
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Thanks, Matt. You'll always be Matt to me from now on.
Right. Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the news together, Jed Brewer.
I like to think it was Mott, like the applesauce.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a saucy day.
Yeah.
Mott, if you want to sponsor us, we're open to it.
Totally. Okay.
Just reach out to us. We are here to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions any week you want. This week's question is, I was doing good, but then I fell off. Is God mad at me? And Glenn, you and Jed both made the very good point in that last segment that we need to start asking some why questions of ourselves to understand this. And I think one of the things that we hear a lot, because we deal with a lot of people who backslide, we are people who backslide, we know this territory, that's never an accurate assessment is, everything's going great. And right. Then out of nowhere.
Right. Just started smoking crack.
It's never out of nowhere.
Right.
And we need to understand that journey a little bit.
That's absolutely right. Our day job involves working with inmates and people behind bars. And I am on the first name basis with a number of people on Illinois' death row. I've heard the worst stories about the worst crimes. And if you sit down and you listen long enough, it makes perfect sense how they end up doing. Even these things are just unspeakable and unimaginable. All this behavior comes from somewhere. And if you don't understand that, you can't put any of this in perspective. You have to have a clear-eyed view for how did I get here?
Yeah, and Jed, I think that gives us really two very important tools as we move forward. One is, as Glenn pointed out previously, there's just not a lot of judgment you can fit into. I was tired.
Yeah.
Like, there's only so much moral turpitude you can put into I didn't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
Right. It also gives us, it may not fix the whole problem, but it gives us a roadmap for things to avoid going forward.
No doubt about it. There's an acronym that comes from the world of addiction, and that acronym is HALT, as in you should stop and be careful. And HALT stands for hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Again, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. When you're in one of those states, in particular, if you're in more than one, you're going to make bad decisions.
Right.
You're at a very high risk for making decisions that you'll regret. And the funny thing is, you can wind up in those states even for seemingly good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
If you pull a double shift at work, well, that's very responsible and hardworking. You're still going to be very tired at the end of that. And you need to take that into account, that you could do something that seems good and responsible, but it actually puts you in a place where you're at more risk of making a bad decision. Again, similarly, you could be lonely because you're trying to not hang out with your old friends that are bad influences anymore. That's great. That's fantastic. You're making a good choice. But it's still leaving you in a state where you're lonely, which means you're more likely to make bad decisions. So the more that we can take – it's weird to think about it, but the more that we can take almost an analytical view of ourselves, kind of – watching ourselves and observing ourselves without judging in a moral sense, just having a sense of how at risk am I right now? If I'm struggling with alcoholism, if I'm walking past a bar, I'm more at risk to make a bad decision over the next 30 seconds than I am through the rest of my day. I'm not looking down on myself, but I'm aware that the risk is higher.
Absolutely. We'll come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
I've always been
is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I will radio for applesauce.
It's a very unpopular bumper sticker, but the people who get it, really, it really speaks to who
totally.
They are as a person. Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
The Bridge Loud, we like the sauce. Not the one you're thinking of.
It's gonna add to the time of the show to have to put that many disclaimers on it, but I think it'll be worth it. We're continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I was doing good, but then I fell off. Is God mad at me? Now, I think once we get this deal with Mott's going,
yeah,
the big move is going to be the co-branded.
Mott's
presents The Secret Sauce.
The Secret Sauce!
And Glenn, we you mentioned that this is a very well-trodden territory, the work you've been doing for a long time, the folks who often, you know, the more good big thing someone is doing, the more prone they are to backsliding in a weird way.
Yeah.
So how do you keep them in that right mindset when you're dealing with someone?
Well, I think the first thing is to figure out how to be kind to yourself. You know, I think the more that we figure out, how do I beat up on myself? How do I, you know, I'm going to find a way to be mean towards myself as a way of changing myself, becomes a habit, and all that negativity actually weighs us down. If we can celebrate our victories that we're having, we start looking at our defeats as like, that's a waste, and that's just a dumb thing I don't need to be fooling with. I'm wasting my time and my energy in that. It's not giving me what I want. These victories make me feel great. If I can be kind to myself in that those sorts of ways, I will be able to see, I think, over the long run, that God is in favor of that, that God wants us to be kind to ourselves in that sense. He wants us to be serious and focused and driven about making change, no question about it. But I think finding a way to be positive throughout that process will energize it like nothing else.
I think that's absolutely right, and the Bible definitely agrees with that. The book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 4 says that it's God's kindness that's intended to lead you to repentance. Repentance is a big fancy word. It just means changing the way you think about something. And I think Glenn is absolutely right that it's easy for us to, if we don't think about it, get caught up in this idea that I need to be my own drill sergeant. I need to just be real hard on myself, and that'll lead to turning it around. And we read a fair amount of motivation and psychology and studies on that. That actually doesn't work just in a human sense. It certainly doesn't work in a spiritual sense. If you're trying to make a big move, if you're trying to really get at the heart of how God feels about you and how that informs your life, that's going to come down to kindness. And if God's going to show kindness for you, it turns out you can do a godly thing by showing kindness to yourself. It's going to work out well. It's definitely the kind of life we want for you. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Rock up, hey.